Yeah, well, we're talking with Nicole Lucas, who will be the new director of the Garden City Downtown Vision. And first off, what appealed so much about this job that you decided to take it?
You know, I've been involved with the organization for almost 6 years. I started off as a volunteer. I've been on the organization committee, headed that up for a couple of years. Then I moved on to the board about 4 years ago. I sat on as treasurer and then for two terms as president, and it was just kind of a logical choice, I think, because we were, you know, with Bev and this great opportunity that she's going to get at the college, it just kind of needed someone that had some experience, and I have been involved with the organization for a long time, so it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
What advantages exist from hiring from within?
Definitely, I think the knowledge of the organization, because we don't have a staff right now. Bev has been a one-man show for 7 years. And so that's kind of what was, I think, my draw for the board was that, you know, I know pretty much ins and outs of this already, so it's going to be somewhat of a seamless transition as we can get.
Is there going to be any efforts to hire some sort of staff eventually?
We will. We will. That is on the agenda to get done. We will hopefully, we are looking to move office buildings after the beginning of the year, and that will definitely be one of the first items that we do. We are looking to hire some type of part-time office help.
Talking with Nicole Lucas, the new executive director of the Garden City Downtown Vision. And for those who are not familiar with Downtown Vision, what is it designed to do?
We're obviously membership-based. We advocate for the downtown members. Our main thing is just keeping up with the economic development and revitalization of the downtown district.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the ways that, I know Dr. Glass had been there for 7 years, what are some of the things that you want to build on her success with?
We want to try to hopefully get back on board with us for Thursdays. We kind of let that slip by the wayside this year, so we'd like to kind of get that going again. Obviously, I want to maintain partnerships with our community partners. Bev has done a great job with those, so we definitely want to maintain those. Downtown, there's a lot of exciting things happening in downtown, so I think we're just kind of, you know, we're always changing.
So. What's downtown's potential?
Oh, my God, we've got this great development coming out at Shulman Crossing, and that can be taken a positive way or a negative way, and I think all the retailers have taken that as a positive way. Is more people coming into town, all it does is it helps our downtown out even more.
And what are some ways that you try to branch out? We're talking about a little bit of bringing more people in. What are some ways to bring that regional approach to downtown as well?
Bev has kind of started in with that, and with Fall Fest this year, she partnered with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they did a big regionalized mailing postcard, which brought tons of people in from Oklahoma and Northwest Kansas. And so that actually ended up being a good effort for us. We have great partnership with Economic Development, so we just keep up our partnerships.
And how exciting is this for you to be able to take over at this time?
Oh, my gosh. It's a little overwhelming, but it's also very exciting. We have a lot of stuff. Beginning of 2014 is going to be hectic, but I like to be busy, so I think it'll be exciting.
In what ways will it be hectic?
We are still a member of Kansas Main Street, so we have signed on to host the quarterly training for Kansas Main Street, which will be held April 3rd and 4th. So we are hoping to have, you know, 200-plus people coming into Garden City for that conference then. So that's a huge part of what we're working on right now.
Okay, Nicole Lucas joining us, the new executive director of Garden City Downtown Vision. One other question for you. Do you have, it's kind of embarrassing to always ask, but do you have a picture you can email to me?
I do. I'm actually going to meet with Bev here this morning, and we're going to get that done, and I will get it to you.
Okay. Do you need my email?
Hold on, let me get something to write with. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just for the website. It's Timmy, TimmyB, as in boy, 2827 at gmail.com.
Okay. I will get that over to you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay,
congratulations.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.